Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His fadl, His grace and His mercy, when He gives His creation, His servants, the opportunity to practice good deeds, and with Allah Ta'ala's fadl and karam, His mercy, those individuals implement those deeds and practice those a'mal, then after practicing those deeds, the next phase is the acceptance of those deeds. That how can we ensure our deeds are accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? One very important point which some of us have a different sort of, you can say, understanding, to understand how are the deeds accepted by Allah, or is Allah accepting our deeds? Are they being accepted? How can I get them accepted? Now, because this is a gathering of tazkiyah, purification with Allah's mercies and blessings. So in that manner, due to that, I will present some points to you and I'll discuss some points with you in which there will be some solutions, maybe some difficult points to absorb, but this is from the pious predecessors. So this point or question arises after doing a'mal, or practicing deeds, to know, to understand, to realize that how is Allah Ta'ala accepting, or is Allah Ta'ala accepting these deeds? People have created a basis of understanding of how to understand this. And we realize that when a person practices a deed, or does some a'mal, or does some wada'if lessons, spiritual lessons, physical lessons, recitation, adhkar. So after all of this, the first thing that comes to a person's mind are the points that, am I pious now? I've done so much. So am I now pious? Am I close to it? There's nothing wrong with feeling this or thinking this. Our Hazrat Nurullah Murqada rahmatullah used to say that everything is good for which you can do dua, but this is not the objective. Yeah, piety, to be a wali, etc. This is okay, this is fine. And we have these du'as about darajat, that Allah give me the high status. But this is not the objective of the acceptance of our deeds. There's a difference here. So the pious predecessors have said, this is mahmood, not the maqsood. This is good, we should ask for piety and status. But this is not the objective. To attain the piety is one thing, and to try to grab it and to show it is another thing. If you attain walayat or piety, then a person shouldn't even feel himself. It's when the person goes in the grave, he'll know, was he a ghawth or a qutab, abdal, and that's where he will know his rank and status. There are many walis of Allah in the world today who are hidden. They are not exposed in the society, in the eyes of the people. They were nothing, but when they are lowered in the grave, that is where they realize, what was my maqam, my status in Allah Ta'ala's eyes. So here, there are many things hidden. Allah Ta'ala conceals many things, but Allah Ta'ala opens everything. All of the people will realize in the grave. Person thinks in the world, I'm pious, I'm good. But when he has to confront the adab in the grave, then he'll realize what was his piety. So, the right path or the reality will open up in the grave. So, there is a basis that a person's put when he practices a lot of deeds. A person thinks that, I'm pious now. I've done so much, I've worked so hard, I've made a lot of effort. And after doing amal, after practicing deeds, or after eating the fruits, a person looks towards his body. When he eats a lot of meat and milk and proteins, he says, which muscles are growing? You look at his biceps, and look, my stomach, it was big before, fat, and I've made a lot of effort, and it's gone down now. Now the qameez, I'm wearing the smaller qameezes, and vitamins and proteins and balanced diet and exercise. A person tries to become lean and fit. In the same way, when a person does ibadat and worships and Allah gives tawfiq, then this point comes into the mind of the person, that where am I going? What am I now? So the first thing a person thinks is that, I've not seen any dreams or any visions or ziyarat of a wali of Allah. And when he maybe says these things, then he thinks, my dhikr is really powerful now. And his sheikh, if he tells him that there's something lacking in your dhikr, he won't accept. Inside his heart, he'll feel, no, I've seen dreams. I've done ziyarah, Ghaus Park, Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani, I've seen him in my dream. And, I know I'm pious, I know I'm good, but what the sheikh says, that is the haq, the truth. Remember this. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah, this is the gathering of tazkiyah. So I'm going to be presenting some different points. So here, who is the person who is false? The kashf is false. The dream is false. Your feelings are false. The truth is what the sheikh is telling you. But no, the man, he becomes displeased, upset. I'm not going to my sheikh. No. He criticizes me, puts me down. I'll go to another sheikh and I'll tell him what I'm feeling and seeing. And he will take me from the back of the hall to the front. And that sheikh will say to me, come to the front. And I'll feel good sitting at the front with him because he's put me on the same level as him. I remember an event, my hazrat. One person came to my sheikh. These are the words of the pious predecessors. And I was there in the company of my sheikh, in that gathering, in his service, in his servanthood. And people would come, sit, there was majlis gatherings of Hazrat. This was a silent gathering, no talking, no chit-chat. Somebody would come and speak. There was so much silence there that the person right at the back could hear the words, even though there was extreme silence and there was no chit-chat and talk gossip, there were no speakers' mics, but the person at the back could hear. Yeah? So I was there and I heard the voice. I heard the discussion. So this person came to Hazrat and said, Sheikh Saab, Hazrat Saab, yesterday I saw a dream, and in that dream I saw these things in the dream, and I saw such good things, and I felt inspiration and vision and emotion. And some wali of Allah came in my dream and said this to me. And Hazrat kept on listening, my Sheikh. And after listening, Hazrat said that, listen, maybe there's a mistake here. You should be in my place and I should be in your place. Maybe you are the Sheikh. What islah Allah, my Sheikh, gave to the person. And then he was quiet. But this was an example for all the murid sitting there. So this is apparent, obvious, that this islah occurs in the gathering. And another person would have said, is it? You saw this dream? That, oh, okay, sit next to me. MashaAllah, your high maqam now, your dhikr is accepted, you're successful, you're a wali now. This is what we want today, isn't it? After telling somebody our dreams, we want that person to accept us and take us into his lap, embrace us. So, alhamdulillah. Okay, let's accept that dreams do come, walis do come. In my life, I've never seen such a dream. In my dream, I see your faces, mashallah, sitting and speaking to you. So, even today I saw this. I don't know who was coming in my dream, someone from the dunya. So, everyone has their experience. Now, if I say, shall I leave dhikr? Because it's not been accepted. I don't see dreams. I've got a fast. I'm working hard. And I'm not seeing any ziyarah. So this is our basis of success today. So people, when they do amal and practice deeds, they want dreams, vision, karamat, visions. There's another standard people have made to show the success of the ibadat. What's that? That all our affairs in the dunya should run smoothly. I'm practicing, I'm praying, I'm doing dhikr. You know, I wanted the visa to go abroad. I got the visa. Then the sweets are being bought from the shop. Sweets are distributed. And the person steadfast in dhikr. And no one comes to the sheikh. But remember, istiqamah and steadfastness is superior to miracles. Person thinks when all of his affairs in the dunya are being fulfilled, he thinks it's his deeds. But no, it's the affairs of the sheikh that comes to him that's given him istiqamah. Remember, my hazrat, my sheikh said, rahimahullah, just one gathering. If you want to see, this was a beautiful point that my sheikh, mashallah, in the letters Hazrat used to write, that don't think you're a peer, don't think you're a sheikh, don't think you're pious. And there are people who get ijazah, permission to teach dhikr, they think that they're peers and they're sheikhs and they cut themselves from the sheikh. So Hazrat said, listen, some people get ijazah, they get the khilafat, and then they think that they're sheikhs and peers, high status. Oh, do dua for this person, he's become my murid, and I'm worried about his promotion, etc. And these sorts of things happen. No, they forget themselves, that just about his promotion, his career. I've learned dhikr now, I'm pious, I've been given ijazah. And they're saying this to the sheikh. The student is saying this to the sheikh. So this also becomes an obstacle for a person. These are all the deceptions of nafs and shaitan. Look, when a sheikh gives ijazah to his student to teach dhikr, And that person then thinks he's a sheikh and he's worried about his students. He should worry about himself. Subhanallah. So if I go and sit in my gathering in Zakariya Masjid and there's naats being recited and speeches and I sit there and I just think I'm the best and I'm better than everyone. Or when I go to any majlis and I think that I am superior and more pious than other people. No. This is not the basis. So, anyway, the points come out of my mind. What I was going to say. Is that when a person starts to practice and he gets ijaza, permission, he thinks he's better than other people. And a person came to Hazrat, to my Shaykh, and Hazrat, alhamdulillah, did his tazkiyah, gave him advice and corrected his deception. And all of the gathering understood that this has come from my Shaykh, the guidance. So Hazrat said, as I was saying, that Hazrat used to give beautiful advice, beautiful nasiha. Doesn't matter what a person becomes, what he sees, what he feels, istiqamat, steadfastness, is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and through the fares of the Shaykh. And if a person thinks that it is his actions and his efforts that have given him istiqamat, then he is fallen to his nafs trap. But it's the Shaykh who teaches us respect, adab. It's due to my Shaykh's teachings I've learned adab. It's due to my Shaykh's teachings I've learned istiqamat. Remember this. Hazrat used to say that if you have love with your teacher, a belief in your teacher, muhabbat, aqidat and itaat, obedience and service, from these four things, if you are lacking in one of these, I'm telling you the statement of the Arif Billah, Hazrat Ali Murtaza, he said, if one of these things are lacking, then the fares will close. The benefit from the Shaykh will close. Then the person will start to do the wrong actions. He won't get the benefit. You remember these four points? You have to have four connections with the Shaykh. Love with the Shaykh. Itaat, obedience to the Shaykh. Yes. And aqidah, belief in the Shaykh. And service to the Shaykh. Khidmat. These four connections, however strong they are, the more the person will progress in deen and spiritually, and he will reach to the nearness of Allah. He will be strong as a mu'min. But one of these four connections are closed, then the fares will close, the benefits from the teacher will close, then the person will fall into the trap of nafs and shaitan. So, this is the situation. That kashf, vision, dreams, this is not the criteria for acceptance of deeds. Allah Ta'ala is not looking for these things. So, if we have these four connections and on top of that we have this, then yes, that's a good thing. So, from one ibadah we are passing now through this month of Ramadan, the blessed month of Ramadan, high status ibadah, fasting. And it's obvious, we should know that what is the criteria for the acceptance of our fasts. We need to know this. And one point to learn here is, for the acceptance of the ibadah, that after implementing that worship deed, the fear of Allah increases in the heart of a person. This is one sign of acceptance. Yeah? That if you are implementing deeds, practicing good deeds, doing amal, any worship deed, and if in the heart of the person the khawf of Allah is increasing after he practices the deeds, and khawf is increasing, fear in Allah is increasing, then that person should understand that his deed is being accepted. This is the sign of acceptance. Ramadan is here. It's a big ibadah. Fasting. Yani, fasting is a very unique deed comparing to the other deeds. And the reward after fasting that Allah Ta'ala has kept is a beautiful ajr. Beautiful reward. Allah Ta'ala has taught us that I will be the one who gives the reward for the fast. Leave that to me, Allah Ta'ala says. I won't even define it openly. I will give the reward for the fast. So how great a teaching for us. How great a learning for us. And how can we define this? That Allah Ta'ala says, all other deeds I've defined the rewards, but fasting, leave that reward to me. And a person, when he fasts and he wants to feel that is my fast accepted or not, then definitely there will be effects to show a person if his fasts are accepted. What is that sign? What are the effects? Khawf of Allah. Fear of Allah. The fear of Allah. What is khawf? Allahu Akbar. That this time that when I've passed through Ramadan and after Ramadan, the acceptance of my fast after Ramadan will tell me that due to the fear of Allah, I will not commit the sins. Yes? So a person who passes the month of Ramadan, and after Ramadan you see his life has improved, his sins have decreased, his akhlaq has improved, his bodily, externally, internally, there's improvement all round totally. And the whole year, the rest of the year, that's why the hadith, what a beautiful description we get from the hadith. That the person who practices an amal in Ramadan, the rest of the year he gets the barakah of that deed. So this is the sense of it. Because fear of Allah, when it develops in a person's heart, in his batin, then will his fear of Allah allow him to commit the sin? Will the fear of Allah allow him to go after shaitani and evil actions? These are two opposite things. So you'll realize, has my fast been accepted? All year long you'll know, was my Ramadan accepted? When you shun the sins. All year long you will feel and know that my Ramadan was a good quality Ramadan. If you, after Ramadan, the rest of the year, change your life for the better, for which Ramadan came, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, Allah Ta'ala said about Ramadan and fasting. Isn't it? This is the definition. So now we understand the acceptance of the fast. The first sign, we do dhikr, adhkar, we do worship, practice, we fast. What should be the result? Khawf of Allah should increase in the heart. That's the sign of acceptance. Allah Ta'ala's khawf is increased. And what is the sign of khawf, fear of Allah? What is the sign? The sign of a person increasing his fear of Allah in his heart is that he doesn't commit the sins. He doesn't disobey Allah. He understands that, has Allah given me a punishment? Oh, but leaving eating and drinking, leaving the wife in Ramadan, leaving food, leaving water, leaving the drinks and worshipping more. This is not the acceptance of the fast. This is mujahidah. This is effort. And we have to understand that Allah has given us fast, which should give us benefit. If we utilize the fast in the right way, hunger, thirst, and suppressing the desires in Ramadan, if we do these in the right way, then the khawf of Allah should increase. Otherwise, if khawf of Allah is not increasing, then all we've done in Ramadan is diet. Maybe Allah will give, due to His rahmah, some thawab. Allah will say, yes, in the Day of Judgment, that this person fasted. But in reality, he has not practiced the fast on the standard of the fast. He has not got the fear of Allah in his heart. So the biggest jama'ah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the greatest jama'ah group of people were the noble sahaba radiyallahu anhum. And they were running after attaining the khawf of Allah, fear of Allah, and looking towards number of deeds and good glad tidings. The Quran is full of the glad tidings and the good news about the sahaba and the hadith, individually and collectively. Collectively Allah Ta'ala praised the sahaba, and individually Allah Ta'ala praised the sahaba. Look, Hazrat Umar radiyallahu anhu, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu, great companion of Allah, of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was the scribe of the wahi, revelation. He had a high status. He was a relation. He was a relative of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Great status of sahabi, companion. And after Khulafa Rashidin, after the Khulafa Rashidin, he also did the work of deen, how he spread the deen, work of Islam, propagating Islam. Great companion, great sahabi, great rank and status. Hazrat Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu. Let me tell you now, example of acceptance of the deeds, of the acceptance of one deed. It's not hard to understand what I'm saying, is it? Are you listening to what I'm saying? Are you listening? Is it beneficial what I'm saying? Okay, listen carefully. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu, I'm speaking about the sahaba, the noble companions. And his habit was what in his life? That he used to cry so much, he was so humble and sincere that the tears would drop from his face and wet his body and clothes. Hazrat Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu. And on his tongue regularly he would have the statement, Abu Bakr, you've passed away. You were pure and you departed from this world. O Umar radiyallahu anhu, you departed from this world pure and clean. What will happen to me? I am immersed in this dunya. I am lost in this dunya, this world. What have I got to my name? I've got no deeds. What shall I do? Subhanallah. So, this was the manner of Hazrat Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu. He had sincerity. And the final khutbah that Hazrat Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu gave, you should listen to this. He was humble, sincere. He lowered himself, humbled himself. He said, I don't know about myself, my health. What will happen after I pass away? So when I pass away, please request a pious person to do my ghusl. Look at his humility, sincerity. Khalifa, he said, if I pass away, then request a pious person to do my ghusl and to bathe me. And I have a sheet, and bring that sheet. And after giving my ghusl, I have got some items in that sheet. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's nails are in that sheet, and some hairs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are in that, and some cloth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When I pass away, I don't know about my forgiveness. I have no assistance, no deeds, no status. And look at this action of this sahabi, I'm telling you now, brothers. He said that all of these things, that have the nails and the hairs and the sheet of Rasulullah's clothes, when I pass away, wrap me in my coffin, and in my coffin put the hairs and the nails and the sheet of Rasulullah's cloth. And when you blow me in the grave, say, Ya Allah, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, we have assigned Muawiyah to you. We've assigned Muawiyah to you. What was this? This was khawf, fear of Allah. How much khawf he had. And we realize from this khawf that all the life of Hazrat Muawiyah radhiyallahu anhu, how great it must have been and how fulfilled it must have been. So after amal, to have khawf, that is the great achievement. Yes? The more the person is the wali of Allah and close to Allah, the greater the wali of Allah, the higher his status. You cannot recognize him from ibadat, from worship. This may be concealed, hidden. Everyone does ibadah. Everyone worships and practices. Everyone tries to be leave the sins and do ibadat and pray nawafil. But if you want to recognize a person as a wali, then look at his khawf and his fear of Allah. How elevated is this person? This is khawf, fear of Allah. The Shaykh of Shaykhs, Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullah alayh, Ghawthul Adam, great wali of Allah, great wali of Allah. He was sitting in the masjid in Baghdad. And suddenly there was an announcement. He made an announcement that all the walis of Allah, upon their necks is my foot. Showing his status. Upon their necks is my foot. Look at his maqam. His status. All of the awliya Allah, the walis, they said that, may our heads be on your feet. Oh, Shaykh, give us the order. In other words, this was the acceptance of his status. This is Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jinani, rahmatullahi alayhi. And he was so humble and sincere. And his khawf, his fear, yeah? When a person is known to be a great wali, then normally a person becomes big-headed. But Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jalani, rahmatullahi, if I tell you about his deeds, you'll be amazed at what was his maqam, how great a wali he was, a wali, a friend of Allah. And what was his fear? In Haram, he was lying down on the stones, on the dust in Haram, crying. Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jalani, rahmatullahi, he was crying. Why is he crying, this fakir, this wali? He was crying, he was looking, his tears were flowing. And he was calling out to Allah, Allah, my Lord, my Creator, that please forgive Abdul Qadir, please forgive Abdul Qadir, please forgive Abdul Qadir. If I am worthy of punishment, Allah, subhanallah, if I am worthy of punishment, Allah, if I'm not worthy of forgiveness, Allah, then please do this, that in the hereafter, please raise me blind. And so I cannot see. So all the pious people in front of them, I don't want to be able to see myself and become ashamed of myself. Allah, raise me blind on the day of judgment. Now, this was the sabak, the lesson from the walis of Allah to us. So this is what you learn from the walis of Allah. Sincerity, to become clean, to learn khawf of Allah, to become proud on our badat and big-headed and haughty that we are something. Don't start to consider yourself as someone who's achieved everything. And remember, the acceptance of the deeds is what? The fear of Allah should increase in the heart. Khawf should come. These are the points. All the points I'm coming in my mind, I'm just presenting to you. What is the reason that khawf comes? Due to the acceptance of a deed? Why does this happen? On a maqam, if a person's deeds are accepted, why does fear of Allah come into the heart? This is also something we need to understand. If you can understand this point. If you can understand this point. So, khawf, why does fear of Allah come into the heart of a person if his deeds are accepted? The reason for this is because a person's practicing good deeds, big deeds, mujahidat, he's making a lot of effort, a lot of time's being spent, struggling, he is going through burdens and difficulties, a lot of effort and sweat and amal. All night long people stand and recite Quran and pray nawafil, salah, and they make lots of efforts to the extreme. So why does khawf of Allah come in the heart of the person then? Allahu Akbar. The khawf, the fear of Allah comes in the heart. For this reason, that may not be my servant, Allah Ta'ala is saying. Allah Ta'ala says, that may not be my servant, that due to your deeds you start to become a show off and proud. Rather, the more deeds you do, I put the khawf in your heart due to the acceptance of the deed, so you keep on running back to me. Keep on running back to me. So you keep on running to my rahmah and asking for my rahmah, because your deeds are nothing. Allah Ta'ala says, your deeds, and this is the example, is your deeds are nothing. Allah Ta'ala says, in my eyes they are nothing, but your success will be due to my rahmah. So when you practice deeds, Allah Ta'ala says, if they accept it, I put my khawf in your heart, and then you keep running back to my mercy. We pray salah, we're not looking for kashf, we do 100,000 tasbih, we don't want to see dreams. We did 1,000 recitation of Durood Sharif, we don't desire ziyara and dreams of walis or whatever in our sleep. No. Oh, I did 1,000 Durood Sharif, I didn't see ziyara of Rasulullah. So why is this? I do all of these charitable acts and I can't do ziyarah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tell me, Hazrat, what do I do so I can see ziyarah in the dreams? Look, I keep on thinking, why do people request these desires of doing ziyarah and having dreams and emotions and feelings, feeling better than other people? Why do we desire this? So this is the reason. The salah, a person, after doing such a big deed, practicing a lot of amal, instead of feeling good and seeking inspiration and dreams, we should look towards Allah's rahmah. We should seek Allah's rahmah. I've prayed salah. Allah, I want your khawf in my heart. I've done 100,000 tasbih. I want your khawf in my heart. After that, what should we desire? That Allah, I want to have your attention and focus and desire in my heart. But if a person is desiring nafs and dunya, that I've done all these amal, and I'm brave and I'm good and I'm hardworking and I'm pious. No. You should feel that, Allah, you've given me the tawfiq to do all of these deeds. Then when a person has all these deeds, the khawf of Allah should come into his heart. Yes, with amal, with deeds, should be that when a person attains piety and the tawfiq to do good deeds, after all of the deeds he has implemented and practiced, the reward he should get, if he's sincere, is the khawf of Allah should come into the heart. The fear of Allah should come into the heart. So maybe I've spoke certain things today, that may Allah Ta'ala accept these words I've spoken today and make them worthy for us, acceptable to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us the benefit from these words. And let's recognize our nafs, our desires. We should work hard and make effort to do good deeds. But remember, Allah Ta'ala's control is what accepts the deeds. It's in the control of Allah. If I'm a sinner, I should bow in front of Allah and ask Allah for forgiveness. And if I'm an abid, a servant who's worshipping, I'm a zahid, I do dhikr, I'm an adhkar, even then I should beg in Allah Ta'ala's court. Both are equal in Allah's eyes. The sinner is equal and the abid is equal. There's no differentiation in the eyes of Allah. There's no differentiation. Have we seen this? And here, a person who's a sinner, extreme sinner, even he is crying. In the same place, the person who is an abid, he's crying. And from the person who's practicing an abid, he cries. And the sinner, he cries, Allah, be merciful to me. Allah, forgive my sins. And from the abid, his du'as are asking, Allah, accept my deeds. Allah, give me khawf. Allah, accept me and forgive me. Both are the same. Both should do the same du'a. May Allah Ta'ala give us all khawf and khashiyat and his fear in our hearts. Ameen.